Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. So, you know, let's talk about it, dude. I'm kind of popping off.
You're fucking doing well this year in Fantasy Premier League.
I know. I have 7 greens in the last 8 game weeks. It's still such a slow climb.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still only 130K up from 8 game weeks ago, even though 7 out of 8 of those are green, which is ridiculous. Yeah. But my team is clearly good, and I just go up every week, so that's good. Check us out. I don't know. I missed the deadline. Doesn't matter. Everything I do is right.
You would have gotten -4 if you made a free transfer.
Yeah, I was probably going to do Kai to Gundo. I had 2 frees last week. I was probably going to do Kai to Gundo, float the other. And then I was editing photos and shit. Looked down at my phone, saw the pop-up for lineups, and I was like, oh, nice. Completely missed the deadline. I just wasn't on my phone and shit. Totally missed it. So I burned a free transfer. It doesn't matter. Kai gets an assist. He's fit, I guess. He just didn't play him versus Manchester United. He plays 90 in the next game. Okay. You know, Son got a dong. Diaz got a dong. Mo Cap, Avi. Yeah, Jota.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, everyone pretty much has mocap Jota at this point. So
yeah,
yeah. And my bad players are really bad and continue to blank.
Well, hopefully, you don't miss the deadline this weekend. And
yeah, we'll see.
Do something about it.
One day off, so you know, big ask for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
I finished on 61. Took another hit. Would be rude not to.
Yeah.
Very, you know, I mean, I'm just expressing.
We're definitely yin and yang this season, for sure.
I took a hit for Rashica.
Amazing.
I was between him and Martinelli, so I got that wrong.
So you're between him and one of your favorite players in the entire league.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So choose the other guy.
So, I mean... yeah. You know, and he's obviously I got Dino'd big time, but happens, you know, sometimes you slip in training and you don't tell anyone about it and then you're injured. So that's what I did. My reasoning was, you know, I had Reese in and I didn't want to get Bissouma off the bench. Who's, you know, just who should have gotten 5 points if Neil was not a piece of shit, but who's as pretty much as sure thing of a 2-pointer as possible. So I thought Rashica would be a good bench shield for my team, like for this month.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was so good last game and I've liked him all year. I liked him last year when I watched Bundesliga. And, so that was kind of my thinking with that. And,
yeah, I mean, he's genuinely out of position, like forward, basically, like second forward.
Yeah, and he's on some set pieces with Norman when Norman's not in and things like that.
Yeah.
He was a 5-2. I could only afford 5-2. So, I mean, if I could afford 5-3, I probably would have gotten Jonjo. So,
Let's go.
Another one of my favorite players. But, yeah, you know, it's just a mess. Everything's a mess. Yeah, it's fun.
That's FPL, baby.
Yeah, Lamptey. Love him. Fucking genius.
Oh, my God. That must have been your peak moment of the week, right? Lamptey, sub on assist.
Yeah, it was good, especially when of all of the fucking chances he's created, the one he gets an assist on is an actual bicycle kick.
It's like worldy. Yeah.
When Neil can't, and fucking Motor, who's just, I don't know how he keeps
Neil
starting,
but
Neil is something else, man.
He's so funny, though. Like, his post-match on Match of the Day, he was like, last week, they should have cut me and like lowered my wages. And this week I'm the best player in the world or something like that. It's like, you're a fucking legend. Like, how are you so confident?
Psycho.
Yeah. Like,
he's a psycho.
What did your parents put in your fucking water to make you like
he
this?
He must just have an absolute walrus trunk down there.
That would explain it. That would explain it. Yeah. He's got a third leg.
Yeah.
All right, that's FPL, baby. I'm not going to do the league updates. FPL site's not updated in time, as usual, for us. I also wanted to just throw in, before we move on, that I realized that people who are new to us this year, new to the, listening to the pod this year or last year, don't realize that we're going to pod every time before a game week. Like, we go hard in December when the pile up. So that's just our norm, is like every time before a game week, even if it's one day off, like in this case, we're going to do a pod. So, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to check us out, you know, as if you may have not, may or may not have noticed, this is like our 500th episode and we've never had an ad ever because we despise them and that as a concept. So it doesn't, don't hate when people, you know, throw us a few boners to just keep us trucking along.
Don't hate it. Cup of Joe a month. Don't hate it at all. Not bad.
Don't hate it.
Let's go on. Somewhere you want to start?
I mean, I think the main, my main thing this week is just like the games were really, really bad. And like three games in a week, we forget every year how ill-equipped like 16,
most of the league.
15, 16 of the teams are to play even two games, but three games in a week, it's just a big ask. So, you know, that Wednesday, first slate, when there were like those four games, every game I'm just like this is a disaster, like this is a nightmare, like every game was just such a nightmare.
I mean, so, Tuesday was worse. Newcastle, Norwich, Tuesday. Leeds, Palace were both like unwatchably bad. Yeah,
so this weekend I'm expecting more of the same, if not worse.
Yeah, someone's question in our thing, I forget who it was, I think it was Dad Lad, was like, do you see any cleans this week? And I listed like nine teams who I expect to clean this week. I was like, like what? Well, I mean, all these teams have good fixtures. Yeah, I know. I know this week because it was sloppy and weird and there were actually penalties, which was also really weird. But yeah, the good teams like get even stronger in this period when the weaker teams like can't keep up and have no depth and no rotation and all that stuff.
Yep. Totally.
That said, I mean, Chelsea and City both came pretty close to dropping points.
Yeah. They're both, I mean, Chelsea, Conte's a big miss, you know? I mean,
and
he's been having...
Kovacic, I was thinking when I was watching highlights. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Kovacic just gives them a lot of, like, control just in the game. But, I mean, Conte's been so... injured this year. He's like Thiago or something. But
actually, honestly, it's the last like three years he's been kind of just in and out.
Yeah. I mean, he's been, he like plays a couple games and you just, and I mean, the Watford, I mean, Watford were just fucking one way traffic for large portions of the game. I mean, the midfield from Chelsea was just completely, you know, all over, all sorts. And Watford's, has been having a lot of difficulty getting footholds in games. You know, they've been kind of just feeding on counter scraps and things like that. But yeah, I don't know. Are you concerned about Chelsea?
Yeah, from a fantasy perspective, I definitely am. I mean, I think like goal scoring was always sort of the question mark with this team. And then they splurge like 120 mil or whatever on Lukaku. And it's kind of just like, they're good now, you know? Obviously, it hasn't been as seamless a transfer. The team has to learn how to play differently with Rom. But then also, I mean, just, you know, two-man midfield worked fine when it's Conte and Kovacic, who both are just incredible at everything and workhorse monsters. When it's Saul and RLC, it just doesn't work. That's just, like, not good enough. You know, they can't 2v3 in midfield, even though it's Watford. And Sissoko was, like, dominating midfield, like just turning people at will. Cleverly was looking good. Like Watford could have been 2-0 up in the first like 15 minutes.
Dude, Cleverly funny fell down.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness gracious. That was disaster. Disaster class.
Pure class.
He's like, oh wait, I'm here. Like the ball, like I could score.
He looks like
spasms.
I feel like in highlights, he's always like hopping around. Like he hops to like receive the ball. He hops around. Yeah, he's off balance all the time.
Fucking weird, dude. That guy.
Very weird. Very bad. But yeah, no, I mean, Chelsea. They still kind of have the goal scoring problem. I mean, very unsurprising if you've listened to this podcast that, you know, Kai comes in, plays a part in both goals. Alonso, Hockey assists both goals. Like, those are the things we expect to happen. But overall performance was very bad. And they easily could have dropped points.
I mean, no Jorginho as well.
Yeah.
Who I thought was very bad at the weekend and probably needed the rest. They're lucky that they escaped there with 3 points. You know, I mean, they just really were.
Yeah, and the optimist view is like, this is what title contending teams do. And Chelsea have done this multiple times already this season, like the Brentford game, whatever. They just play terribly and pick up 3 points. So
they're not gonna
good for them.
You're not gonna be able to keep getting away with it.
Yeah, I don't think so. So
I don't believe so. Not when the pace of, you know, Liverpool and City when they're looking a lot. I feel like Chelsea have, you know, some draws and a loss or some results like that.
No, I definitely agree. Yeah. I mean, winning one score games is just not sustainable. Like, statistically, never sustainable. That's not like a thing that one team is better at than another team. It just seems that way when it's happening at the time. So, yeah I do expect them to, like, drop random points or the random nil-nils or something where they just, like, can't get it going. Whereas, you know, Liverpool just score 3 to 4 every game, and City, you know, City, Villa were good, but, you know, City did enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Villa did play well. I mean, I was surprised that they were able to, you know, make that a game. I thought, you know, going down 1-0 pretty early was just like, okay, just batten down the hatches, try not to get battered and just, you know, finish up. You know, whatever. But no, I mean, Buendia, I thought, played well.
Yeah.
And, you know, Villa are just going to be good all year. You know,
I honestly think they're just good too.
I mean, you know, the goal, obviously, right? Set piece. Like, okay, a little fortunate, but they created a couple of good chances. The Chukwueze, whatever that kid was.
Yeah, Chukwuemeka.
He doesn't seem to want to stay there or something. I don't know what's going on with that, but.
They just
City, though,
limited
they also,
City. Like, you rarely see, even if it's Liverpool, even if it's Chelsea, even if it's fucking PSG, whatever, you almost never see City not get, like, multiple huge chances in a game. And they really didn't. They had, like, one big Jesus chance, but it was still, like, on the turn 180. And they score a fucking Diaz goal from outside the box and an absolute worldie from Bill. Worldie from Bill. That was insane.
Yeah, I mean, I think
their defense
again,
is good.
Though, with City's, you know, they missed Gundo. I mean, they were playing with, you know, Rodri was given a job that he's not usually asked to do. Fernandinho is playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, all of those things, you know, definitely combined with the fact that Villa were playing, you know, 9 defenders.
Yeah.
Not that surprising. And, you know, two goals, like, okay. But, yeah, I mean,
it's just abnormal. Like, usually you see that lineup. I'm not like, oh, they're going to blow them away and win by 4. But I'm like, Raz will get one big chance. Mahrez will get one big chance. You know, like, that just happens always, every time.
Yeah.
And it just, like, didn't. You know, Villa were able to just, like, snuff stuff out and get in the way and just be.
Definitely.
I think Villa defense is going to be. It's just, like, it's annoying that another team is on the FPL radar, but it's probably only going to be defensively. I mean, maybe Ollie, because there's so many good defenders already. There's not, like, room. Yeah. I'm not, like, selling, you know, Cancelo for Target at any point in the fucking near future. So,
I mean, Emmy might be the best.
Emmy. Yeah, it might be Emmy.
Pick on the team. I mean, really, Martinez, not the attacker, because we don't know really that well about the bonus points, like, with this new system, if he's still going to be. I just assume that he will be, but, you know, Target, I guess, like, is a little bit of an attacking guy, but there's so many good attackers in defense on the other teams that are, like, have the double threat of the clean and the attacking potential. It's, like, kind of a nice way to hide that if you do want to have a piece.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Villa defense should look. I mean, they've looked so good over these past 3 games, and they were so good last year, and they have the same exact back 5. So they're just going to be, and they're better coached now. So they should just be better, basically, right?
It really seems that way. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some questions on Man City. Rory said, double City defense or double City attack, and what would be your preferred combo? I know I want 3 of them, but I'm having a hard time picking just 3 of Ederson, Walker, Cancelo, Gundo, Foden. Ben said, what about B. Silva versus Gundo versus Phil? Pep stated Bernardo's one of the best, seems to be less of a rotation risk. And then Mug said, do we need to start valuing Bilva's consistent minutes more heavily given other options on City have been getting benched or hurt this season? You know, same idea. There's no debate Gundo and Foden spend more time closer to goal taking shots, but it's that old question of is minutes actually the most important stat, you know, when it comes to Bilva? Man, he looks so good.
Yeah, but I still maintain the same thing about just from a fantasy perspective, like he's just very limited in how many point scoring actions he contributes in a game, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's right, but I feel like there's something to be said for he's just their best player. Like he's 2019 Bilva all over again. Like I'm seeing the same things, you know?
Yeah.
And that year, you know, he only played 2,000 minutes, but he had 6 goals, 7 assists. You know, he obviously gets a lot of clean sheet, little dings and dongs for playing on City. And
yeah,
he's just really good. It's like,
yeah, he looks good again.
He just looks incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. He can play in the midfield three, which is something that he doesn't really have too many options there. I mean, with Jack and Foden back now playing in the midfield three, he's been so reluctant to do that. I mean, he just hasn't done that with Jack once, right?
And,
Foden, he has really tried not to do that at all. So, you know, Kevin's just washed up, you know, has been. So suddenly there aren't that many competitors for minutes there. And yeah, so, you know, I guess Bill, for the reasons of minutes, is probably,
yeah,
you know, pretty, I still feel like Foden's better, but 0.7 more right now. I don't know.
It's just hard when you average it and think, you know, yeah, I don't know. There's how many more game weeks in December? 6 or something? Like Foden starts 3 and Bill starts 5. Like, I don't know how you average those out. It's tough.
Yeah.
I still think Foden's just a good pick, but I'm coming around a little bit on Bill in just the sense that he's just their best player and, like, you know, the stats don't represent it. And, you know, if they really need a goal, he tends to pop up with a goal. You know what I mean? Like, they're not relying on him for quantity of shots and all that stuff, but they do turn to him when, you know, times are tough and they need, you know, moment of magic or something like that. He just seems to pop up. It's one of those, like, not for our pod kind of guys, you know? We would always go a Gundo and Foden, and I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah, sometimes you just shrug and pick the best guy.
I think it's a difficult thing to choose. I don't have too much of a strong opinion one way or the other between him, Foden, and Gundo. You know, I would be fine, you know, if you want to get any of those three, I wouldn't like stump against or anything really at this point, because I do agree with you, you know, the way Bill's been looking, even though if the underlyings and the role might be a little bit, you know, not ideal.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting points and there's something to be said for that.
Yeah. And what about Rory's question? Like, would you rather double City defense, one attacker, double attack, one defense?
I think Cancelo's still, you know, by far the best pick on the team. So other than that, I don't really care. I mean, you could have triple defense and I think that's great, you know, depending on what your team looks like. If you have Diaz, Cancelo, and Ederson, I'd be like, yeah, that seems sick.
Yeah, Walker. You know? I guess he's hurt, but yeah.
Yeah, he's not. But, you know, something like that. But I don't really care. You know, I think it just depends, like, who the bad players on your team is.
Yeah,
probably like dictates more, right?
I think I agree. Yeah, there's not, like, other than Cancelo, there's not one that I think is so much better than the others that, like, I feel really strongly you need that guy over the other.
Do you think Jesus is a shout?
To be honest, I mean, so Jim is getting transferred out of my team this week. He's been awful and he has Liverpool, City, Brighton, Chelsea in the next 4. He's on my radar, you know. Yeah. I mean, he's
interesting.
It's not sexy. He's not going to get goals, but he just gets points. You know, he just kind of like takes assists. He has good involvement, starts most games. Like, they have, you know, a really incredible run right now.
Yeah.
It's on my radar for sure.
I think the main thing I'm just a little bit is, you know, I mean, with Foden and Jack back, and he's starting to play Raz again. Mars is getting minutes, you know.
It's crowded.
It's crowded. You know, I mean, he can only play three of these guys if he's not going to be playing Jack or Foden in midfield three. So do you think that, is that going to be an issue, or do you think that Jesus is still going to just, like, I mean, he was happy to play him over Mahrez every chance he had at the beginning of the season. So, and he never plays Raz on the right. So, I mean, that could just be his spot. I mean,
yeah, I think as of now, that's the only logical assumption is, like, Jesus is first choice right side, Foden's first choice left side. Don't really know who's first choice down the middle, I guess.
Yeah, it could be anyone.
Yeah, that's kind of my assumption.
Do you think Raz is worth consideration? Is he just too expensive and it's like kind of, he might be back on the bench for five games again?
He definitely might be back on the bench, you know, and we never know, and we will never know until it has already happened, but it's always worth consideration. I mean,
10-6.
People forget very quickly that, you know, for three consecutive seasons, he was like one of the top three picks in the game.
He's helped us forget that.
Yeah, no, he's played his part for sure. But I just mean, like, you know, if he comes in and just starts three in a row and gets two returns, like, we shouldn't be that surprised. Like, he's still Raz in there somewhere as Raz.
Yeah, I mean, which he literally just has done.
Yeah, exactly. So
Raz. He doesn't look the same to me, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he looks genuinely, like, worse than when he was doing all those things. I don't know.
Yeah.
He might just not be there. That just might not be there anymore.
It might not be.
Yeah.
Which would be weird. And it might just be like he's unhappy or something like that. I mean, like, the good old days were always him on the right and Sané on the left. And that was like, and he just hasn't played on the right, I feel like, in 2 years.
It's like the way that they change their playing style, like, really doesn't suit him either. Like, with the more, like, controlled possession.
Yeah, that's true.
Moving the ball around. Like, he's, like, more of, like, a violent player. It's like, you know.
Yeah, they used to be so explosive on the counters. Yeah. And the teams just don't let them counter anymore.
Yeah.
It was funny, actually. When I saw that Bilv goal, the highlight, I was like, that was a Liverpool goal.
Yeah.
Like, City don't score those.
How did they even get in that situation?
Yeah, they had, like, a ridiculous, like, clusterfuck in the box that Mara's, like, wiggled away. And then it was, like, 2v1, you know, just, like, Mo to Jota or Mane type of goal, you know? Just like, whoa, they don't score those anymore.
Yeah, but, I mean, the other thing, too, I mean, we've been talking about City for a little while, but just another thought on this is, you know, this is around the time. So we mentioned earlier, we're like, okay, there are three good teams in the league, right? City, Liverpool, Chelsea. So, I mean, having close to nine players from those teams in your 11 seems like, okay, pretty good. This is, like, the time of year, though, with City that, you know, we seem to usually start trying to get two or three City players. Usually doesn't work out that great, you know? Like, this is kind of usually the time when it's like, oh, great, two of them didn't play in this game. And then, like, oh, great, like, they didn't clean and one of them didn't play. And then, like, oh, great. So,
you think we're getting baited a little bit?
I just want to mention it because it happens pretty much every year. To me,
it does. We both, I think, at least triple up City at least once every year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
Make of that what you will. Yeah. Lore always wins. So, yeah, it's something to be watchful for, I guess. I'm happy with two. I mean, even though Diaz has been terrible for me, I still think he's just like a long term good pick, and him and Cancelo are just rocks in my team. You know, it's like just no worries.
Yep.
Maybe we should talk about Spurs played today.
Sure.
Only one question. Mr. Ralph said, Kane keeps blanking. When do we stick to the plan? When do we trade them for players who are actually scoring points this season? So, you know, Kane.
Well, luckily that plan only lasts for one more day.
Yeah, one more week. Yeah.
One more deadline.
It's funny. I was looking at their fixtures. They're actually still good.
I know.
Because they have, so for people, you know, in their cars or whatever commuting, it's a home Norwich this week, so it's the easiest hold I've ever seen. And then away Brighton is pretty tough. Away Leicester Fucking great fixture.
Incredible.
Amazing
fixture.
Like green one fixture. Home Liverpool bad. And then they finish off their pileup. They finish off December and into the new year with home Palace, at Southampton, at Watford. It's like, if there's ever a time, it's still now. And yet Kane is just a lumbering, slow piece of actual shit.
I mean, we have to start to get, I think, like five alarm fire concerned about Kane, right?
Yes.
I mean, watching him play is just, it's like kind of sad, actual.
Yeah, there was a double pivot recently where they were talking a lot about Arsenal and they were talking about Conte in, and they were talking about how, you know, Arsenal's big problem is they have two old strikers who just keep getting worse and aren't really producing. And then, you know, Kaylee's a Spurs fan. Goodman came in and was like, yeah, but is it fair to talk about Obs struggling and not talk about Kane? You know, in the same way, like he's just, I don't know. Yeah, it is sad. I mean, he seems like a physical decline that It just gets harder and harder to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that he's not fit. It's that his body isn't capable of doing the same things that we're used to seeing him do, you know?
Yeah.
I was also thinking, like, since we watched the game, like, because I think Conte is an actual footballing genius.
Yes.
And he cannot stop picking Son, Kane, Lucas. Like, he won't do anything else. Yeah. But he has multiple other options to try. And I think my brain before was thinking of, like, well, he has, like, kind of three strikers. And Kane is, like, just not that player anymore. Like, he's the 10. Like, he's the guy that drops in. Like, that's what he's supposed to do. He can't run behind anyone anymore. Yeah. He can't dribble past anyone. He can't take the ball on a counter and, like, outpace a center back chasing him when he's dribbling the ball anymore. Like, he can't do any of that. So Lucas makes a lot of sense to be playing with Son because then he has the two options
to run.
Two runners. And Kane just isn't really... And we, you know, I joked about it and we were discussing about Rooney's career path, but I mean, that's what he kind of is doing right now.
That's
like
real.
Late stages, Everton, Man United, midfielder, 10 Rooney, Kane. He has one fucking
his one
game
goal.
This year where he scored a goal. It's one goal. He's
one
played every
goal.
Game. He's played
in
every single game.
1,000 minutes. I need to repost the Cole gif of him not scoring in like September.
I mean, and the thing, he had one really nice chance today that he just didn't lift, you know, but mostly like he looks like he's been good for one goal this season. Like his XG is like 2 or something. I mean, it's not like it's like, holy shit, he's been missing all these chances. Like he looks like he's not near points or goals or anything.
3.4 non-penalty XG, 2.3 XA, and he's on one goal, one assist. So it's like,
it's obviously under, but not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, the like sort of conspiracy theory sort of take on Kane is that he was already showing signs of declining after the multiple ankle injuries. The thing that kind of revived his recent seasons was the break of COVID. And he came back after that break. He scored 1,000,000 fucking goals in the last, like, you know, whatever it was, 10 game weeks of the season, 8 game weeks of the season. He had a summer off, another break, and then he had a fucking insane season last season. And then guess what? No summer off, no breaks. You know, just get fucked. You have to play every second of every minute for England. Like, you're never getting another game off. He plays in the fucking Conference League, doesn't matter. And I think he just, like, needs rest. He's just, like, his ankles are fucked. He has a lot of minutes on his legs.
Yeah.
Like,
yep. No, yeah, I mean, I'm going to let him go for Norwich, but I mean, I don't even think a hat trick would have me keep
Come
him,
on.
Really. Well, all right.
Come on.
It's just, I mean, the thing is, I love him. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's one of my favorite fantasy players, like, ever. Like,
I grew up with him in FPL.
Yeah, I grew up owning him when he was 4'8 in my team.
Yeah.
And he price rose to infinity and I loved him. And I love the way he plays. I just, But it's really rough watching him play now.
It's tough. You know? Yeah.
Son, on the other hand,
looked great.
Great pick.
Yeah,
great
he looked super good today. Better than he has by a lot in the other games.
Yeah, he's someone that I will definitely hold for, you know, this month.
Yeah, I agree.
Kane, though, okay, what does he have to do against Norwich to be like, all right, I'm going to try and give him a little bit more rope?
I mean, that's your question to answer. I don't own him.
Well, what do you think? I'm asking you, though.
The thing is, his numbers were still pretty good today. Like, he had the one chance. He created the big chance for Hoge. He did create a couple of
chances.
Yeah, and he created some others. I would just like to see him look a little bit more like himself in the sense of, like, not dribble by people, but buy a yard and curl one or something like that.
He,
like,
can't even get a fucking shot past the marker.
That's what I mean. It seems like he can't buy a yard, and that used to be like his main skill. Was like, you can't stop him getting shots. We used to be like the thing with him.
Now and every now shot is stopped. It's slash very blocked stoppable. By the player in front
of him. It's very telegraphed and very stoppable.
Yeah.
So I would just like to see more fluency. I mean, let's be honest, like, separating FPL from IRL for a second, like, this was best Spurs performance in, like, years. Like, this was the most controlling, dominant Spurs performance I've seen in a while today. So, you know, if they build on that and look really fucking good against Norwich and blow them away too, and, you know, Kane gets, like, an assist to Son and gets a goal and they look good, then I feel like it's enough that the team is trending that far upwards that you could keep him.
Okay. All right.
Because, again, I'm with you on Conte. Like, we know that, so.
Yeah. It's just, it's, what is this, 4 or 5 games in a row? You just, every game is, whether it's him, Ronaldo, Lukaku, every single time, they go out, get me 2 points. All year. It's crazy.
Yeah, Kane's points. What's happening. Kane's points are, didn't play, 0, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 12, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2.
I bought him right after Newcastle, I think.
Yeah, goal and assist, 12 pointer. Yeah. Easy.
And he's gotten me in a snow day and 5 blanks.
And I used to love snow days. He ruined snow days for me. Yeah. Oh my God. Rough one. Let's bang out
some. Good Spurs performance, though.
Yeah, very good. Let's bang out. And Regs just keeps fucking hauling. Good on people who have him. He's just a festival right now. 5, 9, 12 were his last 3.
Yeah,
good job.
We captained him last year.
Yep. Yeah, you did. And he went off injured, right?
Yeah, in like 55 minutes.
Classic. Absolute classic moment. That's FPL, baby. That's the theme for this week. Let's bang out some questions. Keep it relatively short. One day off. Warren said, do we believe in Matto or Ollie, or is that point chasing on the highest order? Platypus followed up and said, is it time to take Madison seriously?
I'm totally fine if you want to buy Madison.
I'm actually, like, very interested. He's really streaky and always has been in the Premier League. And if he's banging him in and looking good, which he absolutely is right now, then he might just do it for 2 months and be really good. So I like it. I like the pick. Go for it.
The main issue is that Brodj could bench him after one bad performance in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and Iose is lurking. So, and Albrighton needs minutes. So,
those are cons. But
yeah, those are big.
Otherwise,
cons.
I agree with that streakiness point 1,000,000%. And you know, it's if you have a punty spot, it's not like we certainly don't have a ton of midfielders who are blowing the doors down for, choices in your team. So, you know, if you want to give him like a couple games to see, you know, Villa not great, but then he has Newcastle. I mean, Spurs not too good. Everton pretty good. I don't know. Give him a few games. He could still do it.
Yeah. And then Warren's question was also including Ollie. And I'm very interested in Ollie. I mean, they have Liverpool and Chelsea 2 out of the next 7, but the other fixtures are all fucking incredible. He's home Leicester, at Liverpool, at Norwich, home Burnley, home Chelsea, at Leeds, at Brentham. That's his December. That's his pileup.
Yeah, and then they're good for a while after that.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, we didn't really see anything in City that, you know, to like, that they didn't really control the ball. He got his goal off a set piece, whatever, but he's been looking good in the other games, and I like the player. So, yeah, yeah. I'm interested.
I mean, he's a really difficult player to me because, like, he is like that profligacy in front of gold, but he repeatedly gets into the positions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's almost like Neil. It's both Brenham, you know, disciples, but they both get into really good, like Brent, for as much of a joke that Neil is as a human and a fucking scumbag that he is, he gets into goal scoring positions for fucking fun every single game.
Absolutely.
He always has since he got to Brighton. He just scores 7 goals a season. You know, Watkins clearly has a little bit more about him than Neil, but in the finishing department, but you know, he could put it all together and have like a 20 goal season. You know, that's not going to surprise anybody. Yeah. And it is his second season, and he finally has a coach who knows something about football. And you know, Craig Shakespeare's not there anymore and shit. You know, that's got to be amazing.
Got to be good. So, that's got to be good. Yeah.
And you know, he low key did have, you know, 15 returns last season. Was always pretty decent on bonus points. And 15. He's a fitness monster.
He had fucking 23 returns last season.
Yeah, I misspoke. I mean, he's also a fitness monster. So, which is nice, and he's versatile. He can play with or without Ings. You know, so. Yeah, the time he's, you know, he's not expensive. I think he's definitely a good shout. You know, it's just a matter of, I think, that the timing, because the fixtures are a little bit annoying, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. But it's like
I think it's either like right now or then you wait until after Liverpool kind of a thing.
And the thing is, it's the same thing that you said about Matto also. There's just not a lot of forwards right now. And so I'm here with Jim. Like Huang and shit, and I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah, he's probably better than a lot of the other guys similarly priced. So, and then go ahead.
The one thing, right, is unlike Matto, is, you know, he's if you decide to buy him, do not sell him.
Yeah,
like you have to hold him because he's gonna have performances where he doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
and he's gonna have a couple of blanks in a row. Like he does that, especially when the team doesn't play that many attackers and don't create that many chances. But he also will tick, and you know you have to be patient with him.
And he's also a monster on bonus. And just to prove your point, I mean, his last 3 goals were against West Ham, Brighton, and City. And in between those, he blanked against Southampton and Palace. So it's trying to predict when he's going to get his dong is folly.
Yeah, but, you know, 2 goals in the 3 games since Stevie got there is nice to see. And, you know, Ings out is also fantastic
Love
for him.
Love to see it, yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of this, Viking said, it's time to ship Jim out. I agree. He said, who do you like in that striker bracket? I already own Dennis and Tony. And then some people were asking about Dennis versus King also. And Dennis is a fucking Greek god. I don't know what he's up to.
I don't have any idea what's up with Dennis.
He's just the best player in the league.
He shits out points for fun.
My initial reaction is just King's better, pen, stats, blah, blah, blah. But I've kind of flipped and I'm just like, no. Yeah. Dennis is just like on cloud 9 right now. He's space jammed. Messi's skills from him, and he's just like a god.
Yeah, I think he's not even close a better pick than King.
Yeah, I think at this point.
I mean, I don't really give a fuck about underlying stats. It's still Josh King. I mean, it's not like it's some guy that just came over from fucking Serie A who we've never seen before, and it's his first season where I could be like really excited by the underlyings and be like, no, there's room to grow into this. Yeah. Like, it's fucking Josh King. He sucks. He got bought for like nothing. He couldn't get a game for Everton last year. Fucking Everton. I mean, it's fucking Josh King. Dennis is so good.
World class player.
He's just so good every game. Yeah. He's just so influential and good. He just is fucking really good, and he's cheaper.
Yeah.
So
he just megs Rudiger for the goal. Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
I mean, that finish was unbelievable. it was like the audacity to even try that.
Yeah.
Let alone, you know.
I mean,
after the City game, they have a really good run, and like we talked about last pod, you know, as we saw again against Chelsea. I mean, they did it against Chelsea. They just attack. They can't defend, so all they do is attack.
Yeah.
They don't have Sar. You know, that's also good for Dennis. And, Dennis.
I like Dennis. But anyone else? Any other forwards you like in the, like, Antonio and down region? because it's...
Well, I still do think King is okay, you know, as a secondary to Dennis.
We talked about Ollie. What about like Callum St. Max? Like they had their fucking nightmare against Norwich, and then they have Burnley, and then they have the worst fixtures.
No.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's done. I think that's done.
I'm really excited to see what they do in January.
Yeah, it could be fun. I hope they buy Zaha.
Yeah.
Amford might be back soon, you know? Yeah, I mean, that could be a name to not completely forget because, you know, they do play so much better when he's in the team.
He has 3 returns in 5 games, even when they were playing like shit before he got hurt.
Yeah, but no, I don't think so. I mean, I think Tony's a rough one.
Yeah,
I'm not happy still having him, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I come with you.
Brentford just, God,
yeah,
they're bad. They're a bad team.
Yeah. Mishka said, Man United may be turning into form and they have the fixtures now too. Have you thought about how long you'd wait before you pull the trigger? What if Rom becomes good? Would you walk away from a back line or sacrifice someone in mid? So they don't face Liverpool, Chelsea, or City until game week 28.
They have a really
very long, insane run.
I mean, we should talk about Man United a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. I mean,
what are you thinking there?
I'm definitely interested. I'm still boycotting Ron, but I think he's probably still a good pick. Bruno, I thought Bruno looked really good today. Really way more involved than I'd seen him previously. Sancho's down to 8-9. He's pretty involved. He looks good. Like Ragnick will definitely love him. Pressing monster, like work rate, all that stuff. Same with Rash, probably. But I'm even interested in the defense, to be honest, because everything that I've heard about Ralph is that they're going to be like, they're like a defensive pressing team, more like a Hasenhüttl, rather than like a more up the field pressing team, like a Liverpool or a Pep team. You know, so I expect like sort of similarly to like Gerrard coming in, the first line of business to be like to tighten everything up and have just like a good defensive shape. And with this fixture run long term, I'm just like, yeah, they might just keep like a ton of fucking cleans.
Really?
That's what I was thinking.
I don't give a fuck who's in charge. Is the personnel such that they can do that?
I think if you're organized, you can make a average defense look way better than it is and keep cleans. Yeah. You know, like.
But are they gonna jump the queue for some of the other defenders to put them in your team though?
Yeah, for FPL that is a tough ask. You're right there. So I don't know. Maybe
I'm more interested in the attack. I think because I just feel like there's more
room in our teams.
Yeah. There's more room. I mean, Sancho is probably the most interesting. I think the price standpoint. I mean, Bruno at 11.6
is tough,
and Ron at 12.3 is
pens. Bruno.
Yeah, I mean, those are both just such exorbitant prices, and you know, I mean, maybe for that little window and Mo's gone, you know, okay, yeah, you can like, fit that or
Kane,
something.
Or Kane to Ron, I think, is what a lot of people are eyeing up.
Yeah, you could do that for sure. But, I mean, Sancho at 8-9, I think, is, you know, easier to slot in.
Yeah.
Doesn't require as much, you know, team surgery, as many transfers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Rash is also kind of interesting to me, though, because, you know, he's something that Sancho doesn't have is, like, a track record of doing it, and you know, Rash
double digit goals all day, you know, every day.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna finish. He finishes with points for as infuriating as he is. He's 9-4. I don't know. Do you think Rash is gonna be?
Yeah, I think he'll play. He should a be big fresh. Part.
He hasn't played much.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely interested in Rash. I'm definitely interested in Sancho. It's tough to make this kind of call and like go for one of these guys like right in the middle of a pileup right before he's even managed them even once. We're going off zero data right now. It's fucking Michael Carrick in charge, you know, against Arsenal. So it's hard, but at the same time, we're kind of like, this has happened multiple times this season, but we're sort of forced into it when they have home Palace, at Norwich, at Brentham, home Brighton, at Newcastle, home Burnley, home Wolves.
Yeah.
It's just like insane. So
well, I mean, I think Carrick did heck of a good team today. You know? I mean, it's not like he put Greenwood back in.
I just don't know how they're going to play, you know?
How they're going to play, yeah.
Like, if they came out and just nil-nilled a few of these games and just, like, again, I'm comparing it to, like, Gerrard coming into Villa, like, just concentrated mostly on just shape and pressing, or even Conte, you know? Just shape, pressing, like, we'll worry about attack later. Maybe our superstars will get us a goal for now. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. And then it would feel so bad to own any of these assets, you know? But I just don't know. I just don't know, really.
Yeah.
But punt-wise, like we said about Matto, like, if you have that slot and you can get there, don't hate it. Don't hate those punts at all. You know, I could do Jim and Kai to, like, Rashford in a forward or Sancho in a forward. Like, I could do that. It's not out of the question at all. So I should really consider those guys. I mean, I expect the basically Sancho, Rashford, Bruno in some order behind Ron every game.
Yeah.
That's really good. Should be that. That's really, you know what I mean? That's really good. They're fucking superstars.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, if 1B is not playing, which is great.
Oh my God. That was the best thing about that game today was by not so having to watch 1B. He's like genuinely one of the worst fullbacks in the league. It's insane.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like
definitely like bottom five or so fullbacks
crazy.
In the league.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. So, Man U, I mean,
interested.
I mean, I was like sort of in denial that I'm going to have to like address Man U again from an FPL standpoint. But
I used to like hate all their players and I still do hate Ronaldo and like Slab and shit. But like, I have no hate.
I like a lot of their
other like players, Rashford and Sancho. Like,
I hate Bruno. Holy
yeah,
shit,
Bruno's an absolute annoying piece of shit. But like, Rashford, Sancho, like, love them. You know, like, they're cool. They're young. They're fun. Like, they're exciting to watch and shit. So
I don't know what I feel about Rashford because I own him every year and he's just.
I feel like even when he does well for you, you hate him.
I get mad at him.
Yeah,
because he's the kind of guy who just misses so many things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You don't like him. You don't like Jota. You don't like those kind of guys.
I just don't like Jota because of what he did to me last year.
Because he got transferred.
Yeah.
What a fucker.
Yeah, it sucked.
But yeah, Man U's maybe back on the radar. I don't know. Do you think it'd be like if I told you that I was doing one of those double changes for a forward and Sancho, would you come back at me on Discord and be like, that's ridiculous? Just get, you know,
no.
Just get, you know, Foden or Matto or Gundo or some
like
shit.
Foden's that's the, fucking a that's good the pick. Thing. Foden doesn't fucking barely gets points
that's
anyway.
That's the thing. It's just there's like no guy there that I really want. So why?
No, I mean, I think it's a. I mean, it's. I. This is the kind of thing with Man United, the attackers that I look at, like, you know, looking at their fixtures for the next month or two and just imagining, you know, what is Ranić going to do with them? They could just. There could be many very good picks in their team.
Yep.
And, you know, after we watch them play for four games, it could be like, oh, yeah. Like, of course.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're at that place where you're like, all right, well, I have Kai, who's obviously a terrible FPL pick that you need to get rid of, then, you know,
and
that's
Jim.
An option that, yeah, well, Jim, you know, I mean, he's never going to be terrible because, well, he, whatever. He's terrible right now, but... I mean, but you know, you're not going to get Ronaldo, but regardless, right? To get a midfielder, it's the kind of thing where you could say like, okay, well, worst case, you know, they play Palace, Norwich, Brenham. I'm going to have a really good idea if the player I'm getting is good after those three games.
Yep.
So worst case, I get like, okay, maybe they get an assist or they don't return in three games. And then I'm like, all right, I fucked up.
Yeah.
He's bad.
Yeah.
Best case, they play well. They get points. You're like, fuck yeah, I have a great
they
pick. I'm going to keep him for three
out of
months.
The next four. And I just like nailed the next best pick. Yeah.
You know, so I think that that's the kind of, like, I think those are good reasons to buy.
Yeah.
Like, that's like price to buy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
And I do also think that compared to, I think, the City midfielders or the players I think are in closer contention for you in those spots,
yeah.
I don't see a ton of, you know, big points from them. You know, they're all kind of tickers, and City, it's not like City are exploding with goals. So I don't think that that's like a really dumb thing to not get like Bilver.
Right. But like that won't kill me. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't think that's dumb. I think it's just, it's riskier because you're getting more of an unknown quantity, but you might be getting a better quantity. They are more expensive, but if you can afford it, you
can afford it.
And like Dennis is like, are you going to tell me that fucking Ollie Watkins is 2 million more worth than Dennis?
No. I would never. Yeah.
So, you know, when the difference is that and you can get whichever midfielder you want, then there isn't really a difference in price, you know? So,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll think about that tomorrow for sure. Yeah. And then
not make a move. And then I'll
skip the deadline and get a green arrow. Let's go. And then Brian, last question said, can you talk a little bit about hits, I guess specifically related to this period before the second wildcard's available? I feel like a -8 or even a 12 is calling me, but is that just lack of patience considering how hard it is to get those points back? Rather than making a team specific, what would you say is a general level of performance below which you're better off hitting a player out rather than holding a free transfer for later?
You know what?
That's a news for you to put your neck in right there.
Hey.
Go get him.
It's very easy to get points in FPL. So if you just transfer in the right players and you transfer out the right players, hits are going to be fine.
Yeah, sure.
That's it.
Sure.
Simple.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, it can't not be team specific. I have to, you know, challenge the premise of the question a little bit. Like, they're all team specific. If you should hit this guy out or not. If you have Dennis first on your bench, just play Dennis because he's the best player in the league. You know, so don't hit him if you have him, but you know, anyway, let's go to our teams. What are you looking at? Who are you hitting in or out this week?
I think I'm actually saving this week.
Are you actually saving? That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I have a team of players. I mean, unless if Reese is like confirmed out and Rashica is also still injured,
like Keenan Davis could always play.
Yeah, no, he can't. Then I'm going to have to do something or else I'm going to be playing Basuma. But otherwise, I mean, my team's, everyone's got pretty good fixtures and,
good.
You know, I have greater ideas of what I want to do in the future. So
wow,
for this week, I think I might just let them all play and, you know, maybe actually get a green arrow, but probably not.
Yeah, for this week, there's a lot of good fixtures going around and before.
Yeah. I got Lamptey vice capped, so we got that going this weekend.
Mocap?
Yapvay.
Yeah, that was Owen's question. He said, is this game week a chance to change cap from the Egyptian god? He's facing the mighty Saw this week and a very turgid Wolves. You know, Wolves haven't played any of Liverpool, Chelsea, and City.
Like, do you know that Wolves are an actual bad team? And they're about to get fucking their comeuppance in this next month and a half.
The odds
they're about
of to not lose playing like six any straight of those three teams in the first 14 game weeks of the season are very low. I feel like
it's scam artists.
That's just
they're about to go through fucking hell in the next month or so. It's gonna
probably
be great. They're gonna lose so many games.
Probably.
And they're gonna plummet in the table.
Their defense is tough. I mean, I do think, you know, they play a tough way to break down whatever, but they haven't played any of the good teams because there's only three good teams. And like I said on last pod, anytime anyone presents an alternative cap to Mo, it's just no team is doing what Liverpool does. I said it last week, I'll say it again this week. No team in the league other than Liverpool is like there in a score four. If they literally just broke the record for consecutive games with 2+ goals.
I mean, who are you going to cap? City player?
That's the thing. Son?
What City player?
Son? No, a City player? Jota? Trent? Like, none
actually,
of these.
Jota has the revenge going.
Oh, that's true.
I don't actually hate that.
That's true.
This has been circled on his calendar. Yeah, for so long. Even though Nuno's not, if Nuno was there,
oh my god, Nuno's there,
a million percent,
maybe triple cap, maybe a triple cap. Yeah,
that's the thing.
The lore is strong with this one.
Dude, I'll fucking captain Joe. I don't give a fuck. I'll captain it.
You're a guinea pig this year.
I'm captaining
Joe. You're just trying shit.
Yeah, I'm trying shit.
In two games last season against Wolves, one he didn't start, so whatever, he played 18 minutes. The other he started and scored.
I'm captain Jota.
There it is, Owen. It's the week to change cap from the Egyptian god to his teammate who plays alongside him.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Mo. It's ridiculous. But in terms of, good, dude. Unbelievable. He missed two monster chances. Also, absolutely,
he missed easier chances.
And then he just curls
The one that Fuckford saved was a really good save.
It was a really good save. The other one he absolutely fucking missed.
Yeah, he fucked up.
that would have been a Jota assist too, which is annoying. But he's just so good. But in terms of my team, yeah, I don't know. I need to play around with, like, Jim's definitely out. And then I have like Kai, Bumo, and Hwang, who are all bad. So I'll figure something out. I need to figure out like basically what two players I want most out of like those combos and just do that.
I think it has to be Kai and Jim just for this sheer standpoint of the money. Yeah. Like it's just a waste of.
Right. I'm not going to like bench 7-8 Jim
or Kai.
Or Kai. You know? Yeah.
So even if it means you put $3 million in the bank or something, I think that's what you should just do.
Yeah, probably.
And I don't think doing one and floating makes any sense because then you're just starting a really bad player. And you know, I think you need to make a call this week.
Yeah,
sort of what your team looks
so
like.
So this is the week where my greens stop. This is the week where my season.
You're gonna make a fucking call. No, you're gonna make a good call and it's gonna work.
I hope so.
So how much do you have to do there?
15-7
15-7
So if I go Ollie, I have 8-3 for the mid. So I can get most mids in the game, but I can't get a Sancho. But you know, when you I could like someone like Mount is even a little bit interesting, but you know, there's
I'm still worried about Mount playing all these games.
Yeah, there's Foden, and then there's like a bunch of guys I wouldn't consider, and then you know, Bill, Gundo. Oh, I don't know what's going on with Bill. With Gundo's injury, Matto, it drops off really fast.
The timing on Dennis is frustrating because he has that tough fixture.
Yeah, it is brutal. So
if you were to do Dennis and some, you know,
I just wouldn't have like a forward to start really.
Yeah, I mean you have to start somebody.
Yeah,
you can't start 5-5-0
Yeah, that's unfortunate for us.
So it's gonna be either Sancho.
I wonder if I turn this into a hit.
Yeah.
And did Hwang to Dennis. I still can't get Sancho Ollie, which would have been nice. But I still can't afford it, even if I do that.
Really?
Yeah.
How far are you?
0.3 Because I think Dennis has gone up a bunch.
Yeah, he's 5-4 I think now.
Yeah.
That Broja 0.5 is...
coming to bite me.
Yeah. But he got you points.
So he got me points. Yeah, he got me points. Well, I do like Ollie. I feel like Ollie's a guy that I could like be happy with for a while, which is not.
You do like him.
I like him. I've always liked him. And I love Stevie and, you know, they're playing well and shit. So I just, what the fuck mid in the fucking entire game would I get with 8-3 It's just like Bilv or Matto are probably like two leading contenders, which is just like, what the hell is this? What planet is this? Cornet for Newcastle Watford or some shit.
I mean, Matto doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, it might be Matto. Streaky Matto.
Yeah, I mean, and he's the other.
The fixtures are pretty bad, gotta say.
Yeah, they are. I mean, At Villa's really fucking bad.
Four of the next six fixtures are really bad.
Yeah, he's a trench
right now. At Villa, home Spurs, at City, home Liverpool in those six.
Yeah.
Home Newcastle at Everton are fantastic, but.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably that's not great. I mean, it might just be Foden.
Yeah.
Or Bilf, you know, yeah, Bilf.
Bilf, yeah.
Or Gundo, you know, if Gundo's fit. You know what I mean? Getting the City guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just that has the potential to just be like agony.
Yeah.
Start whoever you get, like starts three of the next five, gets 5 points.
So brutal.
Or something. And you're just so like, oh.
If I go Sancho, then that forward spot is 6-8 and under, which is like no one. It's like Che, Tony, Wood.
Well, what if you Benteke, what if you hit you know. What if you hit Bumo to a 4-5 for money?
Oh, instead of hitting out Huang?
Yeah, because then you could still do Huang to Dennis and sort out your 11 next week for free.
Yeah, I can afford that.
That might be...
Because then I still even you got have two guys you actually like for the Bumo spot.
Yeah, I don't think that'll get you too far, but... It'll give you two players you like instead of
which is rare. One
and a big question mark that you're like iffy about.
Oh, I can get Fred just down to 4-9. Oh my god, let's go.
Well, do you like how would you feel about actually getting Sancho in right now? Like do you would you be happy with that or are you?
I think I'd be happier with that than like Bill, Foden, or Matto.
Yeah.
And like those are the only names in the ring right now, really.
Yeah, so or, I mean,
like
I think
Cornet,
that
like someone like Cornet is probably just like,
but you don't want to start that guy. I know, dude. But like fucking Burnley.
It's an out of position, like in form, you know, striker playing striker at 6 million mid. You know, like someone like that is probably just more logical, but it doesn't get me going. It definitely doesn't get the juices flowing. I'll tell you that much. But I don't know. This has been helpful, and then I'll probably ask you more shit tomorrow.
Okay. I definitely do like that, what we just came up with using
cutting
the Bumo. Cause,
three bad players and getting
like
in.
Bumo, getting a 4-5 for Bumo is just getting literally the exact same points Bumo's been getting you for a million less.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is amazing.
That's very useful.
Getting two good players, putting Dennis in for Huang next week, puts you all of a sudden with just like a really good 4-4-2.
Yeah.
With White and Broja. And then maybe you can even, you know, do something with Broja down or you get Lamptey in for White. Like you, then all of a sudden your whole team's like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at White even because we talked about him with the Lamptey shit. Like their fixtures are fucking amazing. He's not going anywhere. Like they have at Everton, home Southampton, home West Ham, at Leeds, at Norwich, home Wolves. That's like four cleans. Potential.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So, yeah, even White is fucking great right now.
Yeah, White is. I mean, that also makes your looking at those fixtures and, you know, he could be your first on the bench guy, you know?
I mean, yeah, I would certainly start him ahead of Wang or Broja any week. No question.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying you get Dennis in there, you know, even if it's Dennis or White, you know, either of those two protecting the rest of
anytime they come in, I feel good
for this whole month. And this is the month when you really want that because that's when there's so many fixtures. So,
right.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Things are looking up. All right, we're getting somewhere.
I mean, you're the only team that matters here, baby. So we got to make sure.
All right, thank you for your
help.
We got
to make sure it's working.
All right, we got no new friends, no new anus slaps in the last few days. That's about it. We'll see you back on Monday, the normal time. We got an actual week off, so that's a good job by us.
Yeah.
Any last words?
We'll see you tomorrow, baby.
We'll see you tomorrow, bro. Check us out. At FMLfield.com, follow on Twitter @FMLfield, support us at patreon.com/FMLfield, subscribe, rate, review, and cheers!